All right, again, we want to thank you for joining us, and always we urge you to support online. WPKN.org is a great avenue to do that. I want to move over to the folks at Heartspeak. They bring you stories, short stories, and it's the platform for short stories. And we'll actually come back. This is WPKN Bridgeport, WPKN.org. Thank you so much for listening.
The Turtle Who Almost Didn't Make It, written by David. Inspired by true events on a 93-degree day in June. Scene 1. The sun hung heavy over the path, painting the pavement in waves of heat. It was 93 degrees, quiet, still, too still. Then a shape, a turtle, small and alone, just feet away from the edge of the road, not moving. David slowed, crouched, and waited. I think it's dead, he thought. It's gotten so close. But something in its stillness felt like more than defeat. It felt like a pause. Scene 2. The shade. He gently picked it up, holding the shell like a delicate relic, and carried it to the patch of grass in the shade. There it lay, motionless. 15 minutes passed. Then more. Should I leave? Should I go get water? He didn't have any with him, but he turned back and walked. Scene 3. The return. When David came back with the water, he poured it gently, a soft blessing over the shell and the grass around it. And then, movement. The turtle stirred. A leg stretched. The head lifted slightly. The stillness broke. It's alive. And somehow, everything felt a little bit more alive with it. Scene 4. Grace in the grass. No cheers. No crowd, just a man, a turtle, and a moment. A life had almost slipped away, not from violence, not from cruelty, but from heat, exhaustion, and being overlooked. And somehow, someone noticed. That made all the difference. Final line. Sometimes water is hope. Sometimes shade is mercy. And sometimes saving a life just takes noticing and going back.
Yes, Heartspeak.life is where you can submit a story. They'll actually come out and voice it for you. That's right. Thank you for listening. This is WPKN Bridgeport, WPKN.org. Icon, your humble servant.